There's a town at the bottom of Lake Buchanan. Okay, it's not really a town, but it used to be a town. It was here before the lakes, before the LCRA, before all of this. Old Bluffton, they call it. It was wiped off the map when the lakes were filled in the 1930s. Today, lakeside residents are worried about their continued existence as the amount of water in these reservoirs falls.
All right, big boy, up.
Sean Devaney starts up the engine on board the Texas Eagle. We're headed out on Lake Buchanan in his 70-foot-long double-decker tour boat. It's part of the fleet Devaney runs as co-owner of the vanishing Texas River Cruise Company.
We're at the mouth of the Colorado River right now, where it comes into Lake Buchanan. As you can see, there's not much of a river left right now.
Devaney points to a narrow strip of water flowing into the lake.
I mean, typically this would be from tree line to tree line, bank to bank.
The tree line?
That's how, when it was full, that's what it would be.
I mean, that's a huge distance.
That's a huge distance.
Today, that stretch, about a mile and a half wide, is almost bone dry. That means some of the main attractions for Devaney's passengers are completely inaccessible. As the lakes get shallower, people up here feel like they're getting the short end of the stick. They see the LCRA continuing to drain the lakes to satisfy farmers downstream and watch their livelihoods flow downstream too.
In fact, as we have been told, we're two buckets of water. That's what we're for.
That's Jo Carr Tedder. She's a feisty woman with a history of political organizing. She represents Lake Buchanan property owners on the Water Management Plan Advisory Board.
You know, we were designed to provide crops for the rice farmers. And that was true in the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s. It is no longer true in the 80s and 90s and 2000s.
Tedder and others in the Highland Lakes region want maintaining lake levels to be a bigger priority for the LCRA going forward.
You know, I check this most mornings, and we're coming down at a rate of probably 3 or 4 inches overnight.
Down on Lake Travis, Janet Kaler looks intense at the wheel of her boat, the Riviera Lady. That look might be a holdover from her days as a Wall Street executive. She now owns 2 marinas on this lake. She's on the Water Plan Advisory Panel, too. The LCRA says lake levels are dropping more than a foot every week. The drop in lake levels is evident just looking at the lakes. The rocky edges of the basin give it the feel of a half-drained bathtub. Kaler says there's no question low lake levels are bad for business, including hers.
Another drought year like the one we're having is going to force a lot of those long-time business owners and resorts out of business.
Right now, Lake Travis is more than 30 feet below full. Kaler estimates it cost marinas on Lake Travis more than $2 million to move their docks to keep up with falling water levels during the last drought in 2009. That year, she says 2 marinas and a restaurant on Lake Travis went out of business. But she says a decline in lake levels has implications for more than just local businesses.
Candidly, that giant sucking sound will be the state's economy is really going to struggle through the loss of tourism revenues, sales tax revenues, Robin Hood revenues.
Kaler says the lakes have been what she calls a liquid magnet for people and an economic engine for Central Texas. She cites a $7 billion property tax base in Lake Travis ISD alone and $30 million in property tax payments it sends to the state to distribute to other school districts. She points to $55 million in economic impact Lake Travis marinas, just the marinas, had in 2009. And Kaler worries much of that will go away if the lakes aren't protected. James Kovas is the LCRA's chief water strategist. He says, like it or not, the lakes have been doing exactly what they're supposed to do in recent droughts.
Those two reservoirs were built for water supply purposes. That's what they were built for and have been used for that process and will be used in the future to help meet some of those needs.
But the people on the lakes say they need to be seen as more than just those two buckets of water. They'll tell you they don't want to take anyone's livelihood away. But the rice farmers, lakesiders say they need to change too.
Their time has passed them by, and that's a hard thing. They are not ready to realize that yet.
Again, Jo Carr Tedder from Lake Buchanan.
And I understand that. Why would you change if you've done something for 150 years down there with your families and you've been able to control it? They will no longer be able to control it. We are not going to allow that to happen anymore. The lakes have found their voice.
Remember Old Bluffton, the town at the bottom of Lake Buchanan? Well, folks who lived in Old Bluffton didn't just sit around and wait for the lake to wash over them. When the waters came, they relocated out of the way. The new Bluffton now sits on the west side of the lake. The Blufftonians adapted, and that's what Sean Devaney is doing too. You see, when the lake is full, Old Bluffton is under 14 feet of water. But when the lake gets this empty, what's left of the town rises from its watery grave.
Basically, a lot of the structures are gone, but the foundations and, you know, the town layout is still there.
Cut off from some of his usual sightseeing routes, Devaney is giving tours of the Old Bluffton site.
It's all about survival. I mean, you got to change your dynamics and go on to other things and don't dwell on what you wish you could do. Just dwell on what you need to do.
And Devaney says that's exactly what all sides in this water fight are going to have to realize. Matt Largy, KUT News.